National Pork Board's Director of Swine Health, Dr. Lisa Becton, says the changing season could bring even more cases.
We have not experienced any significant cold temperatures. However, they are coming. And so we know with the onset of winter that we may see our case and incidence increase with this virus.
She says for now, the National Pork Board is stressing biosecurity measures,
such as manure handling. As we get into the fall season and prior to a good hard frost, producers are getting a lot of their pits pumped out and getting that manure and the fertilizer back out onto the grounds. And so as people are moving around farms and between farms, we just want to highlight a lot of the information that's available at pork.org that cover what are some of the procedures and protocols that producers can follow to do these things in a biosecure manner.
Becton said a Canadian study shows producers are tightening up their biosecurity.
A significant amount of people have changed their procedures. Not all of them have changed uniformly, but a lot of things like making sure equipment is clean going between farms, trying to schedule their work from a clean site to a positive site so that they're not transferring any materials.
Becton added the National Pork Board is meeting with two firms that were recently granted commercial conditional license to market the PED virus vaccines. The Pork Board is also working to develop producer diagnostic tests to gauge herd immunity, while the firms and USDA are doing needed research to complete the approval process.